So there may be some of you here tonight, this might be your first experience of anti-fascist activity. Welcome. Welcome. We're very happy to see you, every single one of you, especially you, Leon. And you are tonight joining with us in a great tradition that stretches back, right back into the old ancient days of the Clash and Rock Against Racism. Beyond into the days of the 50s and the 60s, through the 1940s, back to fighting the black shirts in Cable Street in the 1930s. The Spanish Civil War. This is a great, great old tradition, and it was into this particular political tradition that I was introduced to politics in April 1978 when I went on my first ever piece of political activism. I went on the great first inaugural Rock Against Racism march and carnival through the streets of East London to Victoria Park in Hackney to see the Clash, and that was a great afternoon. And the reason I'm standing here tonight is because of what I saw that day. And what I basically saw that day was 100,000 kids just like me, and I realised that I wasn't the only one who felt strongly about this issue, because where I worked, I was a bank manager at the time, the people that I worked with, their language was racist, they were sexist, they were homophobic. I thought I was the only person who gave a shit about this, but when I got to the park there and saw all those kids just like me, I knew I was not in a minority. In fact, in my generation, I was in a majority. And that was how we defined ourselves. That's why we're still fighting this fight today. But it was a real eye-opener for me. It was an incredible eye-opener. It's forgotten now, long forgotten, that Tom Robinson, Tom, who you know from Six Music, you may know him from Six Music, he topped the bill that day. He topped the bill with the Tom Robinson Band, and his great song at the time was a very, very powerful song to be singing in the late 70s, Sing If You're Glad To Be Gay. He had a lot of courage to stand up there and sing that song. When he came on and sang, me and my couple of friends, where we were standing, all the geezers standing around us started kissing each other on the lips. Now, I was 19, but being from where I came from, my social milieu, I'd never met an out gay man. I'm sure I've met plenty of gay men, but I'd never met an out gay man. And this was really a shock. And we didn't realise, we spent the entire afternoon standing under a huge banner that said, Sing If You're Glad To Be Gay. They must have been marching right behind us. We came to the park and we were like, fucking hell. I remember thinking, what are these guys doing here? It's about black people, it's Rock Against Racism. It was my first gig. Give me a break. But it was their presence that reminded me that this is actually not just about race, the issue of fighting fascism. This is about fighting, you know, the fascists don't just hate immigrants, they hate anybody who is any way different from their narrow definition of what it means to belong. And I promised myself from that day, that I would do everything I could to get up their noses, to be as different from them as I possibly could do. I'm trying to stay true to that as long as I can. Relations, you've killed so many nations. My body passes, the women of all classes. Just because you're a guy, I won't turn you away. If you stick around, I'm sure that we can find some common ground. Sexuality, young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, laws do not apply to me. Nuclear submarines in some coast of Sweden. Headlines give me headaches when I read a man. I had an uncle who was lying. Red Star Belgrade said some things are really best left unspoken. I've left your auntie and I've run off with the postman. Sexuality, why not, mate? Now I'm a woman, wild and free. Sexuality, the laws do not apply to me. Sexuality, don't threaten me with bigotry. Sexuality,
right to march over the street. I'm sure everybody knows how much my body hates me. It lets me down most every time. It makes me rash and hasty. I'd be a total jerk before your naked body offers. Sex doesn't mean no sex, just means use your imagination. Stop playing with yourselves, single currency hotels. I look like Robert De Niro, I drive a Mitsubishi Pajero. That's me, yeah, sexuality. Young and woman, wild and free, sexuality. Your eyes do not reply to me. Sexuality. Come eat and drink and sleep with me. Sexuality.